This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 14th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are mostly clear while Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze. Haifa remains calm with temperatures dropping slightly as the evening progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from the Gaza Strip say the IDF killed a Gaza police officer in an airstrike earlier today. That's according to Walla reporting 5 hours ago. Also, the IDF and Shin Bet eliminated a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th massacre. Israel Hayom reported this 7 hours ago. Also this hour, Times of Israel noted that Gaza border surveillance troops see terror activity reminiscent of times before October 7th. Separately, Axios reports that Jared Kushner plans to visit Israel next week for talks about Gaza. And finally, Forward describes how Israeli restaurants in New York are hiding their identity. This was reported 5 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Carmel Melamed posted just minutes ago, highlighting new leadership in Iran's regime and urging action from Israeli agencies. U.S. Central Command clarified earlier today that reports of incidents aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln are false. They emphasize the crew's resilience and high reenlistment rates. Al Jazeera, sharing a Reuters report, announced that U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warned of unprecedented measures against Iran. Let's go deeper. The airstrike in Gaza that killed a police officer also reportedly targeted other officials. Walla reported the Interior Ministry in Gaza confirmed the death of Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil. This adds tension to an already volatile situation for civilians in the region. Turning to the elimination of the Hamas commander, the IDF's operation targeted Jamal Mahmoud Abu Kamil. Israel Hayom noted that he was recently involved in planning attacks against Israel. This strike comes amid ongoing efforts to dismantle terror networks. Meanwhile, Times of Israel highlighted renewed terror activities near the Gaza border. Surveillance troops are witnessing activities similar to those before the recent conflict escalation. This raises concerns over the security situation for border communities. On the diplomatic front, Axios reports that Jared Kushner's upcoming visit aims to address political pressures on Netanyahu. His visit seeks to balance military and humanitarian concerns in Gaza. The outcome could impact future diplomatic engagements in the region. And in a lighter note, Forward explores the challenges faced by Israeli restaurants in New York. These establishments are downplaying their identity amid rising tensions. This reflects broader implications for Israeli business and culture abroad. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports on Udi Oster's initiative to advance Israel's drone capabilities. This comes following personal losses and is part of efforts to strengthen military technology. Separately, according to Walla Business, the aerospace industry shows record results but faces payment issues. A dispute between the Treasury and the Ministry of Defense affects financial stability. And finally, Mariv Business reports Turkey's energy crisis has led to an increased inflation forecast of 28%. This situation could influence economic relations with Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.